What would happen if we asked those people who are camping out what would work better for them? Clearly, if they're choosing to camp rather than use the shelters or the traditional pathways to housing, there's something about that process that's not working for them.
And that's artist Allison Cannon. She's describing the seed of an idea which became her project called Imagining Home. Through a community arts grant from Burlington City Arts, this project pairs together Vermont architects with people in the state who've experienced homelessness. And she posed this question to her participants. If you could create a structure that would meet your needs right now, what would it look like? And then through close collaboration with local architects, participants created blueprints for their ideal structure and home. And the resulting prints and posters and models are on display now in Burlington. Well, Allison joins us now from our VPR studios to tell us more about this project called Imagining Home. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Allison, take us into this project a little bit deeper. Where did you find participants and how did you reach out to architects?
Well, so the big impetus for me was I really want to hear the voices of the people who are directly affected. I would love for them to have the opportunity to speak to someone, an architect in this case, who can take their thoughts and ideas and produce an image. I was speaking with the manager of the Hotel Vermont, and he said, well, what are you doing now? And I said, well, I just got this BCA grant. And he said, you have to talk to Rolf Kielman at Truex Cullens. And that was the best connection ever, because Rolf has been amazing. And he connected me with, I think, pretty much all of the other architects who participated in the project. And then I began reaching out to friends that I know that work in some of the shelters, outreach workers, in an effort to connect with people who would be interested in being involved in the project. Everyone in the involved in the project from the participant side has been homeless at some point. So not everyone is currently homeless. Some people are, you know, were recently homeless or are now able to rent a room. And some are travelers or live in tents by choice. Each participant got paired with an architect or an architecture firm. And as a result, each pairing ended up doing something different.
So, Allison, describe for us what some of the participants' blueprints look like.
Every single one of them started out saying, I want my design to be one that will help a lot of people, that has the potential to provide housing for more than just me. Everybody expressed desire for small dwellings. They weren't asking for large spaces. They really just wanted structures that would meet their most basic needs. And we got into great conversations about what aspects of a living space are important to people. You know, some people would say, I'm a really creative person. I need a quiet space where I can draw or I can tinker or I can imagine. Other people said, it's very important to me to have space where friends and family can gather. Still others said, it's really important to me that I be mobile and that I not be stuck in a fixed place. One participant was really clear, I just want safety. And shelter, it needs to be absolutely minimal. And his feeling was, I'm going to use it. And when I don't need it anymore, I'm going to leave. And the door will be unlocked. And then the next person can come and make use of it. A really beautiful reminder that no quote unquote group of people in our culture is homogenous.
What will a patron see when they go to the Imagining Home exhibit?
There are six posters. Everybody did produce a poster, and then there are three models that were also produced.
And Allison, with the help of this community arts grant from Burlington City Arts, you were able to pair up these really dynamic teams of participants and architects, and now people can go see these blueprints and models and of these ideal structures. But I'm kind of getting this sense that, you know, is this more than just a really cool art project?
Well, there were two parts that were really important to me. One was to hear the voices of people in our community that we don't often get to hear. And the other was to get the community talking about this. So my hope was that the exhibit would get people starting to think about and talk about ways that we as a city could come together and try to house all of our citizens. And I think that it has begun to do that, and I'm excited about that. I've had some conversation with one of the architects and with some other people in the community about possibly trying to look for some funding to construct one of the models in life-size form. I certainly, for one, would like to hear from our leadership, why we can't use some of the land that isn't being used right now to help provide an alternative to the current resources that we have. The way we learn how to meet the needs of our community is we ask the people directly what would serve them well. It's not at all surprising to me to find that people aren't asking for very much.
Well, thank you so much for telling us more about this project.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Vermont artist Allison Cannon talking about her new project called Imagining Home. You can see the blueprints and models. They're on display through December 30th at Fletcher Free Library in Burlington. Find out more at vpr.net.